Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep, just talking with Jason, explaining current events. Jason's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm a little frosted. And I was telling Jason that for the second time, we have been banned by YouTube. Second time, and you only get three. Then you're totally off YouTube. And there is there are policies that YouTube has that evidently someone thought we violated. The first time they thought we violated it because we were talking about the selection for CEO of the United States of America. This time, if you try to go to the Ron Gibson channel and you look for USA Prepares, you will see the following screen. I'm reading this quote. This video has been removed for violating YouTube's community guidelines, period, end quote. That's what it says. So I sent an email. I received an email from Ron Gibson, who is the gentleman who downloads and posts a couple broadcasts on his YouTube channel. It's called the Ron Gibson channel, G-I-B-S-O-N. Ron is in Ronald, R-O-N. Space G-I-B-S-O-N, his channel. And so I received an email from him letting us know that we've been banned for the second time, and I apologize to him for that. Evidently, you cannot speak about COVID-19 in certain ways, and there is a policy that YouTube has, and it's called the, quote, COVID-19 medical misinformation policy, end quote. And I'd like to read this. Gwyneth, would you bear with me while I read this so the class knows what we can and can't say? Okay.
Yes.
Quote, now these are not my words. These are the official words on the website at support, looks like support.google.com. And it's about, because YouTube is owned by Google. Google's the big search engine. So do they have a right to do this? Absolutely. I am not challenging the right to do it. I'm just saying that, class, if you put all your eggs in one basket and that basket gets taken away, where will you be? Where will you get your information? So, quote, this is from Google's website, quote, the safety of our creators, viewers, and partners is our highest priority. We look to each of you to help us protect this unique and vibrant community. It's important that you understand our community guidelines and the role they play in our shared responsibility to keep YouTube safe. Take the time to carefully read the policy below. You can also check out this page, which is a hyperlink, for a full list of our guidelines. It goes on to say, this is still the quote, YouTube doesn't allow content about COVID-19 that poses a serious risk of egregious harm. YouTube doesn't allow content that spreads medical misinformation that contradicts local health authorities or the World Health Organization's medical information about COVID-19. This is limited to content that contradicts World Health Organization or local health authorities' guidance on the following: treatment, prevention, diagnosis, transmission, social distancing, and self-isolation guidelines, and the existence of COVID-19. Note, YouTube's policy on COVID-19 are subject to change in response to changes to global or local health authorities' guidance on the virus. This policy was published on May 20, 2020. It continues. This is still the quote. What this policy means for you: don't, if you're posting content, don't post content on YouTube if it includes any of the following: treatment misinformation. And the treatment misinformation is content that encourages the use of home remedies, prayer, rituals in place of medical treatments such as consulting a doctor or going to the hospital. Content that claims that there's a guaranteed cure for COVID-19. Content that recommends the use of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine for treatment of COVID-19. Claims that ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine are effective treatments for COVID-19. Other content that discourages people from consulting medical professional or a medical professional or seeking medical advice. Now it goes on to say prevention misinformation, content that promotes prevention methods that contradict local health authorities or World Health Organization. Claims that there is a guaranteed prevention method for COVID-19. Claims that any medication or vaccination is a guaranteed prevention for COVID-19. Content that recommends the use of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine for the prevention of COVID-19. Claims that wearing a mask is dangerous or causes negative physical health effects. Claims that masks do not play a role in preventing the contraction or transmission of COVID-19. Claims about COVID-19 vaccinations that contradict expert consensus from local health authorities or World Health Organization. Claims that an approved COVID-19 vaccination will cause death, infertility, miscarriage, autism, or contraction of any other infectious disease. Claims that approved COVID vaccination, a vaccine, contains substances that are not on the vaccine ingredient list, such as biological matter from fetuses, fetal tissue, fetal cell lines, or animal products. Claims that an approved COVID vaccine will contain substances or devices meant to track or identify those who've received it. Claims that approved COVID-19 vaccine will alter a person's genetic makeup. Claims that COVID-19 vaccines do not reduce the risk of contracting COVID-19. Claims that any vaccine causes contraction of COVID-19. Claims that a specific population will be required to take part in vaccine trials or receive the vaccine first. But there's an exception. So let me read that part. Claims that a specific population will be required by any entity except for government to take part in vaccine trials or receive the vaccine first. Content that promotes the use of unapproved homemade COVID-19 vaccines. Instructions to counterfeit vaccine certificates or offer for sale such documents. And this list goes on and on and on. It talks about, here are some examples of content that's not allowed on YouTube: denial that COVID-19 exists. So now this is me. So for those of you who say that it's fake, phony, and BS, to use their words, YouTube will not allow that. Back to the quote. Claims that people have not died from COVID-19. claims that hydroxychloroquine saves people from COVID-19. Claims that certain people have immunity to COVID-19 due to their race or nationality. Claims that holding your breath can be used as a diagnostic test for COVID-19. Claims that COVID-19 is caused by radiation from 5G networks. Claims that COVID-19 vaccine will kill people who receive it. Claims that masks cause lung cancer or brain damage. Claims that wearing a mask causes oxygen levels to drop to dangerous levels. Claims that the flu vaccine causes contraction of COVID-19. Claims that COVID-19 never causes serious symptoms or hospitalization. Claims that people are immune to the virus based on their race. Claims that children cannot or do not contract COVID-19. Now, God bless you. So, there's more.
Yeah.
I've only read about half of it. But in the interest of brevity, I'm going to stop. So if you want to look it up, just go to Google and look up their policy for YouTube's COVID-19 misinformation policy. It's called, quote, COVID-19 medical misinformation policy, end quote. So we have been removed twice, once for talking about this election and once for COVID-19. I don't want it to happen again. And let's talk about that. So let's bear in mind what I said about what you can't talk about. So if you think that free speech is alive and well in the U.S. of A., you're confused. Free speech is only allowed some places. Maybe when you're singing in the shower and there's nobody at home, maybe free speech is allowed there, unless you have Alexa or Echo or some other device that is listening to you. We used to have a government that protected privacy. Now we have a government that protects spying and protects the people who are spying on us, including the government itself. We used to have a consumer protection organization that would protect us from defective products. Now we let Elon Musk run amok. We let him put his vehicles on the road and drive themselves and crash into whatever it wants to. We've lost our minds. The inmates are running the prison. It's amazing. It's amazing what has happened in my lifetime, almost 70 years. It's amazing. We used to be the land of the free, home of the brave, where right was right, wrong was wrong. And when you watch television, you could see the difference between good and bad, good and evil. Good always won. Not anymore. Now you can be of a race that has protection. You can use the N-word, which I can't even use on the air. You can use the N-word toward a teacher, and if the teacher uses that word, the teacher gets suspended. A student can threaten to hurt a teacher, call the teacher the N-word, the teacher replies
to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Obviously, I don't know who these mouse clickers in the control tower of YouTube are, but had they listened to USA Prepares and listened explicitly to me, they would have known that I am a defender of the position that COVID-19 is real. It's dangerous. It's expensive. It's a killer. It's destroying the economy of most countries in the world. They would know that. But instead, these mouse clickers have the authority to shut us down. Now, what does that mean? That means that if you want to listen to programming that, like USA Prepares, you're going to have to find alternatives. And I suggest that what you do, if you want to listen to us, is you look up USA Prepares. You can look it up a couple different ways. USA space Prepares. P-R-E-P-A-R-E-S, or look it up with one word, USA, P-R-E-P-A-R-E-S, or you can look up USA Prepares Class, you can look up Ron Gibson, Ron space Gibson channel, and you can look it up on Google, you can look it on alternative search engines. Find an alternative and bookmark it so that you can get back to it, maybe even write it down in case your computer goes haywire. But the problem that we're having now is people are being thrown off the air, being removed from broadcasting at the whim of whomever, mouse clickers, owners of networks. And USA Prepares was broadcast in rerun mode on Republic Broadcasting Network. The owner of the network used to be a friend of mine. And he decided that our content was of such quality that we would be on his network. Did he pay me? No. And what did he get out of it? Well, he got what I would consider pretty darn good programming for free. And he was able to sell commercials around our programming for free. And then he decided that my position, not the position of the instructors, but my position was unacceptable. Because that I believe that COVID-19 was real, dangerous, expensive, and deadly. So we got removed, USA Preparers in its entirety got removed from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Never to be seen on Republic Broadcasting again, especially with my permission. It will not be with my permission rerun on Republic Broadcasting Network because of what they did to me was so egregious, so over the top that it's not fixable. So, my position is COVID-19 is real, expensive, dangerous, deadly. Period. And members of my extended family have been killed by it. Killed by the Chi-Coms. Killed by the virus that you can't call the China virus, according to the government. I'm telling you that they will not allow us to say the word China and virus together. So I'm not saying China virus. I'm saying they say we can't say China virus. By definition, their definition. So the virus that originated in China, which I can say, is deadly, dangerous, expensive. It's killed people I know. Many of them. It's killed so many people that one of my boyfriends, and I'm saying boyfriends in the old-fashioned term, not the homosexual term. When I was growing up back in the 50s and 60s, boys had friends that were boys and they were called boyfriends. Girls had friends that were girls and they were called girlfriends. It was different from today's definition, which is perversion. Anyway, I had a friend who was a boy when I was growing up. And he became extremely accomplished musician on TV, radio. He's got CDs, videos. He's all over the internet. Once a week, he deletes people who have died, friends who have died, from his phone. Once a week. How do I know? He said it on air with me because he was seeking Dr. Sheila's advice because he contracted the virus that came from China. And by the way, Joe, how come we haven't taken action against the regime that is taking down the United States of America? How come we haven't? How come we haven't shut down our imports from that company and country?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Iran prepares to start enriching uranium to levels near bomb-making capabilities, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says the president's foreign policy blunders is making America less safe.
Joe Biden's become an incredibly destabilizing American president. He took a border that was pretty calm and turned it into chaos. They're talking about enriching uranium at 60% now, which is a direct threat to the existence of the state of Israel. The Russians are challenging him in the Ukraine, and now he is withdrawing forces in Afghanistan against sound military advice.
90% enrichment is what's needed to make a nuclear weapon. Law enforcement and protesters in the Twin Cities suburb of Brooklyn Center clashed Tuesday night for a third night after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright. The officer involved in the shooting has since resigned, as did the police chief on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com. America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Biden is expecting American taxpayers to pay foreign countries to curb the border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Jim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting with anger and disbelief to a proposal by the Biden administration to send cash payments to Central America as a way to combat the illegal immigrant crisis, describing the plan as madness. Roberta Jacobson, the White House's outgoing southern border coordinator, saying the proposal would be targeted at Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the three Northern Triangle countries that are the source of much of the migration wave currently crashing against the U.S.-Mexico border. Advisor to former President Trump, Stephen Miller, saying this plan is lunacy.
We have reached the bottomless depths of absurdity, and it will most certainly not work. And I will tell you why. An illegal immigrant or an illegal immigrant family thinking of coming to the United States is very well aware of the financial benefits for them of doing so if they're able to get here and maintain a long-term residence here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Biden in late March tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the U.S. efforts with Mexico and Central America to address the number of migrants heading north. So far, nothing has been done to curb the crisis. Hank Newsom, the head of the Black Lives Matter Greater New York City, called for an independent investigation in how the global network spends its money after BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors spent $3.2 million on homes in predominantly white neighborhoods. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
One last thing I'd like to say, Gwyneth, before I turn the microphone over to you for your responses. When I first started driving, it was back in the very, very late 60s, 1960s. And I made a left turn, stopped at a traffic light, made a left turn. It was a safe turn. No screeching, no peeling out, no burning rubber. And I got pulled over by the police, and I was issued a summons for an illegal turn. And I was told that I could not make a left turn at that light. And the code of automobile conduct back then was you could make a left turn unless there was a sign that said no left turn. So I said, there's no sign that said no left turn. And the policeman said, yeah, it was mowed down by some guy who ran it over. And I couldn't see it, but it used to be there. Well, I'd never been to that area before, and I went to court. And I was asked if I pled guilty or not guilty, and I said, well, I did make the turn, so I'm guilty of that. But there's a reason why, and that was because it wasn't marked. And that was when I was a young man, and I learned that ignorance of the law is no excuse. So I didn't know that there was a no left turn sign there that was not visible because it had been run over and mowed flat. But I did what I thought was the right thing and said, yeah, I did make that turn. But the reason I did was there was no sign that said I couldn't. And I was told that ignorance is no excuse, and I got a fine. Now, why am I telling you this? Because that relates to Google's YouTube. There are so many laws, so many tax laws, so many traffic laws, so many laws about what you can and can't do and can and can't say, and policies and procedures, etc. So many of them that no one on the planet can master the understanding and read them all. It's impossible. Even the Internal Revenue Service doesn't even know their own tax code because it's too big. By design, let me say it a different way. By design, it's designed to be so complicated that no one can master it. That being said, we transgressed, allegedly, on YouTube's policy about COVID-19 and allegedly about their policy about the selection for president. Anybody could easily do what we have done. Meaning, we could have transgressed according to a policy. So, is my job and the job of all of the broadcasters and instructors to read every policy of every corporation, including the IRS and the federal government, the state government, the local government, the city government, the county government? Is that our job? I guess it is. So if we do that, we won't have anything else, time for anything else. So we will be unproductive. Gwyneth, any comments about my tirade?
Yeah, somebody didn't like what you were saying, because during that first half hour that we were on air, my cell phone got absolutely hammered. I lost something like 10% of the charge of my cell phone, which means for those in the class that might not know, there's something that they do called stingraying your cell phone, and that means that they can just suck the charge out of your cell phone with devices that they have. And, I believe that's what happened in my cell phone. I've got it plugged into my laptop now. So it's my cell phone's on 8%. It was on 18%, and normally that would be good for a broadcast, but now it's on 8%. So somebody really, really did not like what you were saying. And could you confirm to the class that that certain people have the ability to do that from the outside to your cell phone?
Yeah, I can tell you this, that we have done very, probably 6, 7, 8 years ago, we talked about the Stingray. And the Stingray is a portable device, kind of like a suitcase device that looks to cell phones like a cell phone tower. And cell phones are programmed to look for the closest tower. Not the farthest tower, the closest tower. So when the government, and they're the guys that use these things, when they set up a Stingray, that's what this device is called. It's called a Stingray. When it's in operation, it appears to the cell phones near it that it is the cell phone tower. And it can do all kinds of things. Record block, prevent you from using your cell phone, etc. And there are probably other features of the Stingray that we don't even know about. So there is a device called the Stingray. It has another name. I don't remember what that's called, but the common name that we in the village would use would be the Stingray. And the police use these things. And governments use these things to monitor and track and find and prevent the use of cell phones. And I believe that that technology was used during the what they call the Capitol protests or the Capitol riots. And even people in the media who went there said, gee, my cell phone didn't work. No kidding. No kidding. Really. And why is it that the police know who was protesting in the Capitol? How do they know that? Because of the Stingray. That's how come. Because each cell phone has a unique ID. And all they have to do is raise this telescoping antenna, power this thing on, this little suitcase device, and all the cell phones in the area log into it. And they log in with their unique identifier. Then all you have to do is use the database, the cross-reference of the unique identifier, to who owns it. And it's 100% accurate. The owner of that cell phone is registered with that unique identifier of that exact device, that cell phone. So then who you are. So if you're wondering why when people are on the run, they get picked up so easily, it's because they're so stupid, they bring their cell phones with them. Because they think they need to call home. They don't even need to call home. Their cell phone's tracked by each cell phone tower. So where is cell phone number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? Where is that? It's easy to find out. The government is in bed with the telecom providers. So if you want to know why you get targeted ads, it's because of the cell phone providers, Google, Facebook, and et al. That's why. Because they're all in bed together. And then some people are even more stupid than that. They can't even walk across the room to turn on a light switch. So they have to say, Alexa, turn on the light. Alexa, turn up the thermostat. Alexa, lock the door. They're that lazy. That's fat America right now. And I was even in a medical office, not Dr. Shealy's office. We'll call it a dentist's office. And a person in the dental office was excited about having one of these devices. Can you imagine? Can you imagine someone saying, you know, I am so lazy that I'm going to tell my light switch when it goes on and when it goes off, because I can't get up across the room and do it. Gwyneth?
Yeah, they can also suck your cell phone battery dry if you happen to be on something like a radio broadcast with these Stingray devices. This has happened to me on air before with cell phones when we have been talking about, and it's always been when we've been talking about controversial topics. They can so power up your cell phone that it just sucks the battery flat in absolutely no time. You know, I'm talking about within half an hour, you'll lose a third of your battery charge maybe. And just then while you were talking, I lost 10% within a matter of 20 minutes or half an hour. And, but oh my gosh, I've got it plugged into another battery now, so it should be good to go. But if anyone out there is inclined to pray, I'd really appreciate your prayers at the moment just to keep this device charging and to stop them from interfering with this broadcast anymore. You know, so this is what they do. They don't like people talking about this topic. Okay, because we're right, basically, in a nutshell. But at the same time, I was speaking with you about this off air. The people who want to get vaccinated are giving us a really bad time because we don't want to get vaccinated, okay? So they are actually, they're working towards their own destruction and they're working towards our destruction. And I don't think that we should stand in the way of them getting vaccinated, because I would say at this point in time, anyone who is on their side is our enemy. And if they want to go and destroy themselves, I don't think we should stand in their way. Does that make sense, Vincent? I know it might seem rather hard-hearted of me, but there's an old saying which is, don't get in your enemy's way when he's looking to destroy himself, and I think that that's actually true. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And, you know, here at USA Prepares, I didn't used to think that way. You know, I thought we would help everybody. Not anymore. Not anymore. There are people who are not welcome at our farm because of their egregious behavior. There are people who have tried to take advantage of me and my family. They're not welcome here anymore. I will not help them. I wouldn't even spend the time to, if they had a flat tire, I wouldn't even spend the time to say, have a nice day as I drove by. I wouldn't waste my breath, because the things that they have done to me and my family are so egregious. They have violated agreements with me, and I don't trust them. And, you know, it's kind of like Bill Clinton. You know, there were people who would say, oh, you know, what he does in the bedroom, you know, that's a private thing, and that doesn't affect his governance. You know, he's a really good guy. And so just because he's got Monica on the desk, that's okay. That's okay. It's not okay. Just like queer behavior is not okay. And you look at what's his butt, Pete Homo, the transportation guy in the federal government. You look at him, and he has carted his bicycle almost to where the press is lined up to greet him. Then he takes his bicycle out of the SUV, he rides it in, and it's like Joseph Goebbels, the Ministry of Propaganda, the fake out. It's like, this is good for the environment. What a big lie.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth? Back to you.
Yeah. I was actually wanting to talk today about something completely different. there has been a tropical cyclone, what you in America would call a hurricane, and it hit West Australia, and it hit it really, really hard. And it happened to hit an area where I used to live for around about 8 years, which was the coastline between Geraldton and Kalbarri and Carnarvon. I used to live in Geraldton. I used to live, like I said, I used to live there for about 8 years. I used to go hunting at Kalbarri. And I have lots and lots of friends and relatives that live between Geraldton and Kalbarri, and even all the way up to Carnarvon on the coast. And if anyone wants to know where these places are, you can go and type them into the internet and into Google Maps or whatever. I don't like Google products, but, you know, whatever product there is out there, mapping software, or you can look on a paper map and you can see where these places are. And it's been really, really quite devastating for all these people who live there. But I noticed some interesting things when I was looking at the news reportage on this particular weather event. And should I go into what I noticed, Vincent?
Absolutely. Please do.
Yeah. One thing that I noticed, I actually saw a lot of these buildings getting built because during the time that I was in Geraldton, there was a mining boom happening, meaning that the price of real estate in that part of the country just went absolutely bananas. I bought a farm in, when did I buy it? 2003 or 2004. And I paid $155,000 or thereabouts for it. I can't remember the exact figure, but somewhere in that ballpark for this farm. And I sold it 8 years later for beginning of 2013. So it would have been, I can't remember the exact dates. But anyway, I sold it. No. Gosh, sorry, I did forget the dates. 4 years later. So I bought it in, I bought the farm in 2004. I sold it in 2008. And I sold it for $800,000. So this is it. And because of that, I was able to pay off the mortgage, and I was able to buy a house in the suburbs, and I was able to do a few other things. And eventually, time went on, I sold the house in the suburbs, and I bought this farm. That's the reason why I own this farm. But the thing is, the reason why I was able to do that was because of this mining boom. And at that time, so much real estate got developed because finance was available, the land prices were going skyrocketing, just like my land skyrocketed, all the other land skyrocketed in the whole district. People were able to get finance, everybody was developing their land, and a lot of houses went up really, really quickly, especially in the middle of Geraldton. And my point is that now that this cyclone has been through, a lot of those practically brand new houses have been demolished by this cyclone. Every single one of them was built according to quote-unquote code. Okay, that means they all ticked all the boxes that the government wanted them to, you know, have a certain dimension of wood beam. They all had that dimension of wood beam. They all had the approved cladding. They all had this, they all had that, and they all had the other. And there's some subdivisions that I actually saw getting built that I saw film footage on the internet of those same subdivisions, and they will have to be bulldozed. They have been trashed by this cyclone because they were not up to the standard that was required for the cyclones that go through that area. I can hear music.
Yeah, yeah, we're going into a break, top of the hour break. Lyneth Isaacs is live in Australia, and she's running her end of the broadcast on solar power.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.